MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Craig Gradage, co-founder of Gradage Mohora Investments. Craig, appreciate the time today. You were tweeting, I think it was at Friday, perhaps over the weekend, about some of the BEE shares, the Motus, the Sasol, the MultiChoice, and potentially really strong dividends coming out of them, some announced, some perhaps still to come.
Yes, good morning, Simon, and good morning to your listeners. Putuminati announced their results last week, and they declared a dividend of 22 rand a share. It's been pretty much the same dividend for the last 4 years now, of 22 rand a share. But when you factor in that the share was trading at 150 bucks, it works out to quite a decent dividend yield of over 14.6%. So from that one, and then recently we also saw Ukamba 2 declare dividend. Mm-hmm. Ukamba 2 is invested in Motus. Yep. And there they declared a dividend of Rand 46. It was just under Rand 46. And at the time, they were trading at about 18 Rand a share, so roughly an 8% dividend yield. The one unknown is Sasol. Mm-hmm. I suppose the expectation with Sasol is that Sasol will declare a dividend at the next set of results. I know expectations were quite high for the previous, I think it was the interims, where the market was expecting a dividend because of, you know, the fuel price. The Sol BE1 share, which is essentially a discounted Sasol share, gets the same dividend that a Sasol ordinary shareholder would get. Trick is that Sol BE1 is trading at a 60% discount to Sasol. So Sasol's trading at 402 rand a share, Sol BE1's trading at 160. If Sasol declares, say, 16 rand dividend, example, which would put it on roughly a 4% yield, that would work out or translate to a 10% yield for the Sol BE shareholders. So that one, there's potential there.
Yeah, a potential. I didn't realize that the full dividend flowed through to it. These are obviously BE stocks. So the Sol BE1, that does trade on the JSE, and you can buy that through a stockbroker. Are the other two trading on their own over-the-counter platforms?
Yes, the other two trade on the Singular Systems as Equity Express platform. Mm-hmm. So you could open an account there and you could trade in those shares. So Ukamba, we value it at roughly 37, 36 rand a share. A bit of a moving target with the motor share price all over the place. Yeah. But that currently trades at roughly 20, 22 rand a share. So about a 40% discount. I would say fair value is a 30% discount to cater for liquidity. Mm-hmm. And then for any kind of risk coming out of the funding arrangement. So as you can see, Sol BE1, there's no funding risk. Mm-hmm. It's a pure discounted share. So there's no funding involved. That typically long-term average is a 30% discount. It's double that. So if it goes to, if it just moves back to that long-term discount, it should trade at roughly 280 rand a share, which is about 70% higher than where it's trading today.
That's the point. I mean, there's great discounts either announced or, in the case of Sasol, potentially coming. But you can also value these things, and you won't go into the weeds with them. But, you know, there's a funding structure. There's some debt there as well. You take 30% off for liquidity, and you get to a fair value for that BE share. And in all these cases, these fair values are well above where the shares are currently trading. I mean, and I suppose that is, more than anything, perhaps, it's back to that liquidity.
Yes, I mean, of the three, only Ukamba has debt in it. Okay. The Putuminati, the debt's been settled in Putuminati. So the one was a discounted share, so there was no debt. You paid a discounted price, and that discount's widened. Ukamba 2, which there is still some debt in there, it's roughly about 37% debt to equity. So quite a low level of debt relative to the value of the asset, and quite a cash generative asset as well. So, you know, it shouldn't be too much of an issue for them to settle the debt or clear the debt within the next 3 or 4 years.
We'll leave it there, Craig. Great co-founder, Great Edgemoor Investment. Craig, always appreciate the insights. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.